Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blitz, everybody's coming here. Williams throw, caught! Keenan Allen, now they're in real field goal range. 44 seconds left.
You have a lot of patience. Again, we've got a rookie quarterback. The first situation, he's kind of been at home dealing with this. Clock's running down. They're already in field goal range. They got a very good kicker. If you're Eberflus, you want to think long and hard about what you got.
The quarterback Caleb, I thought played really well. That's real football there, and against a division rival. And I mean, that's real quarterbacking at a high level.
All right, Matt Spiegel, I want you to be less sad about what happened to the Bears yesterday.
I would like to be less sad about what happened. Part of it is the combined $500 that me and many listeners have now lost that I was so sure we were about to turn into $1,500 together.
You were warned.
$1,525 together. Yeah, I was warned, but then it was looking like it was going to be a wonderful thing happening to all of us.
Did you ever think to hit the cash out?
Oh, I never did. That's your move. That's your move.
Speaks.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't have even done it.
Could have given everyone a little profit. You never go broke taking a profit.
Could have rolled it over. I could have cashed out and still rolled it over.
Yeah.
Nah, you know, man. Go big or go home. And I was going big.
And you
I thought,
went home.
Yeah, I went home. So anyway, this was supposed to be about me not being sad. You don't want me to lash out.
I'm sorry.
You're obviously afraid of that. So give me something to make me feel better. Let's go.
Well,
what do you got?
Let's talk about Caleb Williams.
He was pretty good yesterday.
There was a lot to be excited about, right?
Yeah, there was, man. There was a lot there. I mean, there was. It's funny because after the game, he was super happy and he was loose after the game. And he was clearly relieved to have played well after a brutal few weeks. Did you catch the moment when Dan Weider is like, what kind of emotional swing is it for you to feel like so good about it and then leave here a loser? And he went, not a loser, not a loser. He didn't want any part of that.
I appreciate him saying we lost the game, but I'm not a loser.
Yeah.
There weren't any moments where I felt like I was watching a guy who was out of control. There have been plays over the past couple weeks where that's been the case. And I get it. I honestly am really amazed at the job that Thomas Brown did in a short period of time. Because remember, at least according to the timeline that the Bears have established, Thomas Brown didn't know that he was the offense coordinator until Tuesday morning. That's less time than any other coordinator is going to have to put in their game plan, and that they were still working through it and tightening some things up on Friday. For them to put together against a defense that was pretty good, probably the best defense they've played against so far this season, and for them to make some plays, and granted, it's still only 19 points, and that has you have to say that, but seeing the balance of run and pass, the extra use of Roschon Johnson.
Oh, big time. Big time extra use of Roschon Johnson. Caleb under center on first and second downs at the rate of 36%. That is a season high and twice the Bears' rate of him under center for the season. So that's a big deal. Here's a play call. Go ahead. Go run it. And he goes up and under center and gets a chance to hand it off with sometimes a lead back. Sometimes Gerald Everett. They were in 12 personnel and 13 personnel.
What have I been begging for?
You've been
for
begging.
Weeks?
You've been begging for 13. And they did a lot and then would move that third tight end over into the H-back spot and let him lead.
That's another thing that they did. They used motion more effectively than what they had previously been doing under Waldron. And what that usually does is it at least gives Caleb a fighting chance of understanding what he's going to see post snap,
yeah,
your man or zone. So I really think that it's exciting that you had that level of connection. And then you hear from Caleb himself, oh yeah, and it was clean. We got the plays in.
Oh, dude.
And having Kurt like go chapter and verse on that, on the level of importance of it, to me, I think it's significant.
Let me stay on Caleb specifically. Because yes, they did those changes, and it's a big deal what Thomas Brown did. But I thought Caleb responded to the changes really, really well. Like, that was a dramatically shorter time to throw by design than he has had the rest of the season.
2.62 seconds.
Yep, his that's a season low, and some of the differences that they put there. We talked a lot about Justin Fields needing to learn to play the quick game and throw the quick game. I remember last year when Justin Herbert and beat the Bears on a Sunday night, going to the quick game. Remember all that quick stuff? You got to be able to do that. If, to be a good quarterback in this league, that has to be something that you can do, that variety of stuff. And this was a simplified game plan with a lot of quick. Caleb can execute the quick game. Like, there is no need to start Tyson Bagent the rest of this year as Caleb relearns anything or shakes off bad habits or he's getting his head right. Like, you don't need to sit him down. Kill that thought. If you're a Bears fan, anybody thinks it, kill that thought. You saw a very much a simplified and different game plan that Caleb executed really, really well, including a lot of quick throws, first read, go do it. And he was like, all right, cool. And he went and did it. So that is a very good bit of flexibility for your quarterback to show.
I'll give you some of the numbers to go along with this. Our buddy Kevin Fishbane had this today per True Media Sports. Bears quarterback Caleb Williams had an average time to throw of 2.62 seconds, season low. Speaks mentioned that. His EPA, expected points added, versus the blitz, was 0.86, his second best of the season. His 101.3 passer rating on third down was a season high.
Dude, there were a lot of good decisions on third down along the way. And we'll do the special tomorrow. We'll
get it's off the IR?
Yeah, because he showed it. Showed it.
I thought it was the pup list. I thought he was physically unable to perform the special.
Personally, I was personally unable to perform the special.
Are we doing the special? Is it a special episode of the special?
Very special.
That's Montez.
This week on the special, the quarterback was allowed to be himself again.
Uh-huh. That's exactly right.
Caleb Williams goes to a bike shop. No, Caleb,
no,
get out of there.
Don't. Don't join Dudley in the bike shop.
Caleb Williams goes to a motorcycle shop with Jay Williams. Wants to show him Chicago tradition.
No, don't do that.
Don't go speeding up Addison near Walcott. That would be bad for you.
Caleb Williams tries to use the treadmill with Moises Alou. No, don't do that.
Oh. Don't pee on your hands, Caleb. Not in this episode. Granny says, use a toilet.
Granny's on the special, too? Crossover.
She is very special to all of us in America.
Amazing. No, but we'll talk about some specific plays, but the third down, all the different third downs, and the fact that he asked for it on fourth down, said, come on, let's go, man. Fourth and two. He's commanding it from the field to the sideline. And then they run the play, and he checks it down to pick it up. It was all he had to do was check it down to Roshan. He's like, oh, that's all I need. There it is. Look at that. It was lovely.
It was lovely. And we'll see what happens. Like, when we're ready to turn the page on Wednesday, we'll see what happens. Because now you've got a very creative defensive mind that you're going up against. So,
yeah, I got to say,
only when we turn the page.
Yeah.
Not now. Like, we can't talk about next week's game.
No, thank you. But seeing Justin Herbert have that first half and then Joe Burrow have that second half, we're still a long way from that.
Oh, yeah.
We're a very long way from that.
That's okay. That's totally fine as long as the progress continues. There was something that happened that was reported before the game that we want to get into a little bit of a conversation. We'll take some calls too. 312-644-6767 is the number you're listening to. A Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. More from Spiegel and Holmes next on The Score.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.